Okay, perhaps you'd like to talk to one of the other characters now.
Okay, I've actually forgotten the last two names though.
The other characters that you haven't talked to are Poppy and Obadiah.
Obadiah then?
Okay. Hi. My name's Obadiah. I don't tend to see the best in the world. I tend to see things a bit down, the sadder things in the world. What things make you sad?
At the moment, actually, it's the fact that neither of my sisters are living in Ireland at the moment. And it's actually been quite a while now that the two of them have moved away. One lives in England, one lives in Gran Canaria. And we were always very, very close growing up. And like moving away, when they first moved away, it was horrible. I found it very hard. And then it's been a few years now, I got used to it. But strangely enough, recently a friend of mine had a similar thing happen. Her sister, who she's very close to, has just moved away to England. And she's been quite upset about it. And the more upset she gets, the more it keeps reminding me how much I hate it, really. And how I really just try and convince myself otherwise. But that makes me sad sometimes, not having the two of them close by.
Yeah. And do you see any solution for that?
No, because I know... Well, one of them is married, the one who lives in London. And she has talked about how at some point in the future, she might move back to Ireland. Because she says when she starts having children, she'd like to be close to our parents. So I have some optimism there that she might come home sometime, or even just back to Ireland would be nice. The other one has made it very clear she never wants to come back to Ireland. And, you know, so I know there's absolutely no chance she'll ever come home to Belfast. Yeah. But...
Life is full of people leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You just seem to get left alone more and more as life goes on.
Mm-hmm.
What other things make you sad?
My dog just died last week, which it made me sadder than I really did think it would, because we've had this dog for 15 years and she's been so old and sad looking recently. And we took her to the vet, and then I got a phone call one Friday from the parents saying that the vet says the dog will have to be put down the very next day. Mm-hmm. And it was just so out of the blue because we weren't expecting it. We have a cat who's 20 years old, who we all despise. And we've basically been waiting for the cat to die for the past few years. It never actually occurred to us the dog was going to die soon. Mm-hmm. So it was strange because my little brother, who has special needs, he is particularly close to the dog. You know, the two of them had a real wee bond, and he took it very hard, you know, because it was quite hard for him to understand what was happening. Mm-hmm. And I suppose the combination of watching the dog we'd known for 15 years die, and then also watching my little brother try to deal with this was very upsetting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Suffering in the world.
There is, yeah.
The world. And how did it make you feel?
It made me feel very sad, and I felt I wish there was something else I could do, you know, some way to help Peter sort of understand it more. But, you know, that's a real logic problem. We just couldn't really, there's nothing really you can do there. All you can really do is watch him be sad. And,
mm-hmm. And how did you feel inside?
I was very good at not actually thinking about it right up until the morning of whenever we all put her into the car and watched her drive away, and that was very, very upsetting, yes.
Mm-hmm. But, okay. Do you have any other things make you sad in the world at the minute? The world is full of suffering.
I am quite terrible for watching the news because I do take things far too much to heart. Like any sad story I see makes me well up and makes me very sad, but mm-hmm. And it's a terrible way of dealing with it, but I do just try to avoid it, really. I mean, which isn't very healthy, I know, but it's just, you can't watch TV at night without finding something to be upset about.
Anything in particular?
I think, oh God, the news last night, there was that story about the couple and their little daughter and their dog who went for a walk, and the dog jumped in the river, and the couple, both one after the other, jumped in to try and save the dog, and they all ended up being drowning, and the baby sitting in the pram by the river, that upset me. I mean, just senseless things like that, you know, where it's just so sudden, where one minute you're all fine and it literally takes all of 5 seconds for everything changes and they're gone again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that upsets me.
Yeah, there's lots of senseless pain and suffering.
Yeah.
Can you think of anything else that makes you sad?
It's hard to think of specific things. And
in the news in the last week? in the wider world, what about injustice? There's lots of injustice in the world.
There is, yeah. I mean, I can't stand the... I'm terrible about the whole war thing. I think I can never understand wars, really. It's a complete inability of mine. I just have never been able to see the focus or see any sort of justification. Uh-huh. And just seeing any sort of fighting, it always just seems so senseless and so unnecessary. And just the amount of grief and heartache that comes with it. And very, very rarely does anything good ever come or any sort of resolution come. And when it does, it just seems to be so long and so much pain goes before it. Then was it worth it? And oh God.